Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the G Show. I know it's been a while, but you know what I said before. I'm going to stick to what I got. You know, I'm going to do a couple of days a week. Whatever day I feel like it, I'm going to record. So if that's one or two, that's what I'm going to do. And I know you guys enjoy it because you keep coming back. And I'm going to keep talking about baseball right now because that's all I got to talk about. You know, training camp did just start this week. So yeah, guys, if you're new to, please, before you do anything else, pause this, favorite this podcast, and then click continue. Follow my social medias. If you want to see my Twitter, where I do polls, go follow at the official G Show. That's what you got to type in the bar, Twitter, and you'll find me and follow me and go vote on polls and everything. So yeah, guys, thank you guys for tuning in. Let's get on to the podcast. All right, everybody. So I was in Pittsburgh this past weekend visiting the family. It was a good time. That's why I wasn't able to record a podcast this weekend earlier this week. But I went to a Pirates game on Saturday night, which was a great game. It was versus the Phillies, and they were honoring the 79 World Series team for Pittsburgh, which we haven't won one since then, so obviously it's been a while for the Pirates. We won that game 5-1, which was awesome. Joe Musgrove had himself a great game. They're giving out the weird bobbleheads, the old version bobbleheads, and I posted a picture on Instagram of that. If you want to go check that out, go follow that. It's Garrett78377. Probably should just change it. I'll probably change it, but yeah, they're super creepy. Look at you, but I got one. And baseball, it was just a great experience. Good to be back in the stadium. Pirates haven't been doing well. They're actually the only game they've won since the All-Star break. So I feel like I'm a part of that. I'm at the second game they've won since the All-Star break. Yeah, I feel like I'm a part of it, but obviously I'm not. I feel like I'm a factor. I mean, come on. If I show up, they're going to win. That's what I think. Just, you know, those Pirates have been struggling a lot, sadly. Not be able to pitch, not be able to hit. I mean, they're losing 14-6 right now. So what I'm trying to say is don't tune into a Pirates game. I'm pretty much done with them. So, yeah, I was in Pittsburgh. Great game. It's actually funny at the game. So I don't really know the stadium that well. So I was looking for ice cream. And I was on the top section. So I was, like, way up high. I walked all the way around the stadium and had to go down a rotunda. And I walked all the way back to, like, right under where I was sitting. And there was an ice cream stand right there. And I had no idea. So I had to walk all around the stadium. And then I found it. And then I had to wait, like, 30 minutes for ice cream. So I was probably out for, like, an hour. And I didn't realize it. And I missed two whole innings. So, I mean, I missed part of the game. Yeah, I was kind of sad. And then I ate it in 5 minutes. So, yeah, it was a waste of time. But good times up in Pittsburgh. You know, I just went down there, spent some time with family, and then got to see the baseball game. So, yeah, it was just a great little trip for me. Enough about that now, guys. So let's talk about some possible MLB trade deadline rumors, like who might go where, what do I think about it. One of the some of the things that already happened, Andrew Kashner from the Orioles, the Orioles are basically done. They're just trying to trade for picks. Possibly, which I mean, I understand if you're the Orioles, you know, you're not very good this year. So you're trying to basically clear out for the future, which they have. They got a catcher in their farm system. It looks really good. So, yeah, they created Andrew Kashner to the Red Sox, who are obviously kind of in a win now mode versus a win later mode. They got a lot of talent out right now. So they traded him. And I'm not sure what they got in return for him. I'd have to look that up for you guys real quick. Hold on, guys. Sorry about that. I know I'm very unprepared. I just got home from work, so please excuse me for that. I'm obviously not an ESPN professional. I don't have a team with me. But I know a lot about sports, in my opinion, and I hope I can at least educate you and keep you up to date as much as I possibly can. Sorry, guys. Andrew Kashner. Okay, who did the Red Sox... Yeah, Andrew Kashner wanted, it said he wanted no deal, and they got picks. I mean, not picks and prospects, which is obviously what the Orioles wanted. You know, they want prospects, young guys. Another name on the market right now is definitely Madison Bumgarner. He's absolutely not the same Madison Bumgarner as we've accustomed to see from Madison Bumgarner, but a team like New York is going to pick him up. And Madison is a veteran, obviously. He's been in World Series. He's an ace, and I feel like a good team, for example, like New York, who needs like a third or fourth starting pitcher, would love to have him. And I mean, he's 5-7 with a 3.66 ERA, which is not good, but I mean, he's a 4-time All Star. He's reliable usually, and I mean, he's massive bunker. I mean, you compare him to Clayton Kershaw. I mean, those two guys are just aces, and they're older now. But a team like New York's going to trade for him. You know, I know like the Giants are going to go ballistic on San Francisco. I'm thinking that Madison Bumgarner will go to New York if they trade for him for picks, which San Francisco isn't that great this year. So, I mean, getting younger is not a bad thing at all. And Madison Bumgarner could give him a lot of assets. So, I mean, you know, teams looking to make a move, like New York, obviously, to win a pennant, is going to do whatever it takes. And if that's what it takes, then they're going to do it. Other pitchers, like I know the Phillies are interested, is Trevor Bauer from the Cleveland Indians, great pitcher. Zach Greinke. Now, he's expensive, but what a great pitcher for Zach Greinke if they pick him up. Marcus Stroman of the Blue Jays, he's an ace on a bad team. I mean, those guys are great. And even a guy like Noah Syndergaard. The Yankees have already said that they are willing to get rid of any prospect to get Noah Syndergaard. So Yankees are right now willing to beef up their starting rotation, which make the Yankees very hard to beat. I mean, talk about a tough team already. Think about the power they have, and now they're going to get Syndergaard probably. That's pretty insane. So, I mean, Yankees are definitely willing to give whatever they got to make a push. I would personally go for Zach Greinke. I mean, Zach Greinke is awesome. I don't know if you remember a couple years ago when he was with Kershaw. I mean, those two, number one, number two, oh my gosh. Pretty much unstoppable. Those guys are veterans, and they get the job done, and they strike out so many guys. It's really insane. Phillies have also discussed a Bauer swap. The Indians are in a playoff spot, but they are willing to get rid of him, and he's about to hit a free agency. But, I mean, the Phillies are in a kind of situation where if he doesn't, the Phillies don't get somebody, they're not going to get very far in the playoffs. So I think that they definitely need to get another pitcher in that rotation besides Aaron Nola. And Zach Greinke is just going to be very expensive. I mean, he's 10-4, which is awesome, 2.93 ERA. I mean, come on, 123 strikeouts. I mean, this guy is an ace. I mean, a pure ace. But he still has $70 million left on his contract, which is insane. So I don't know if Philadelphia would be willing to take that kind of money up. But, I mean, you never know. I mean, the Phillies that desperate, they possibly could just suck it up and take the contract. But, I mean, it's Zach Greinke, guys. I mean, I would take Zach Greinke if I had money. And then Marcus Stroman possibly to the Braves. Marcus Stroman is an ace. 3.6 ERA. He's definitely one of the best pitchers, and he's not going to hit free agency to 2020. So you have time on his contract and great reliable pitcher for a terrible organization. So, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen, guys. You guys can comment on my Instagram or wherever you want to comment, my Twitter, or what you think's going on. Like, what do you think's going to go where? That's what they predict. I think they're pretty accurate. These teams just need pitching. And I think any picture for any of these teams is going to really help them. I think it just comes down to what team is willing to put more money and what team thinks they're going to win it all this year. The If I'm the Yankees, I'm trying to secure as many people as I can, like they always do, and push for a pennant. And I think if they do that, that they're going to be quite successful, and they can win. The Yankees can raise, what, the 28th pennant or something like that, which is really insane. And last thing I want to talk about, guys, I want to keep them under 15 minutes. I really don't want to go more because then it's just too much for people. I just want a quick podcast they can listen to, no problem. I don't want a 30-minute podcast or anything. It's the MLB future. Like what the rules are, the Independent Atlantic League, players are already liking the robot doing the strike and ball pitch count, which is obviously going to kind of take the human error out of the game, which is great. I mean, that means basically everything that's supposed to happen happens, which is, I think that's best for the game, if I'm being completely honest. I mean, you cannot, I'd rather have no human error at all, but then people argue, well, it's taking the game human error out of the game. Well, then it's not fair to the team that's supposed to get the ball or card strike. I think it's just the best if you have the robots tell you to get the right call every time. Which is great. I think the one rule they said they do not like is the pitchers having to step off the mound and throw the ball to first base if they want to get someone out. Because that does really help the batter not be able to get out, which I think is very unfair for the pitcher. If the person at first base is stepping off or trying to steal on him, and the pitcher has to step off the bag and then throw it, it's going to take so long. I don't think they'll implement that rule in the MLB. At least I hope not, because I think that just really hurts the chances of the pitcher getting the batter out. So, yeah, guys, that's what I wanted to talk about this podcast, about baseball. Nothing else is really going on right now, guys. I think I might post tomorrow, if I can. I don't know what work will allow me to do. That's the only problem. But, yeah, guys, thank you guys tuning in. If you want to hear more of my episodes, you can go on Anchor or Spotify or whatever. Look me up at G-Show. And you look at my episodes. I mean, I've done like 35 episodes. So there's a lot there for you guys to listen to. Baseball, football, I mean, anything. Any sport, practically. So, guys, thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you want to let anyone know about the G-Show, I'd really appreciate it. Please go follow my social medias. And have a good rest of your night.